The Mystery of the Lost Lenore, Part 91. I don't know what you know about bananas. I didn't know very much when I sat down with pen and paper to attempt to recount this story, but I did a bit of research, and I can now share with you some of what I learned. What is commonly called a bunch of bananas by banana aficionados, or whatever they call themselves, weighs somewhere around 180 pounds. It consists of, on average, about 12 hands, each with about 20 fingers, or individual bananas. That's 240 bananas, approximately, in a bunch. Bananas, besides being a fantastic source of potassium, and a so-so source of magnesium, are also slightly radioactive, and contain some protein. Thus, they are a really fantastic thing to find in the wild when you are hungry. But even though they come with their own distinctive yellow wrapper, they are not the easiest thing to carry in their feral state. In quantity, that is. Corinne and I, joined by the incomparable Mr. Freddy Bananas III, walked back to the Lost City with only a few bananas each on our persons. It was our intention to get the others to return with us to the actual site of the banana crop in order to harvest them, or whatever you call it when you separate the bunch from the plant. When we strode back into the city, bananas in hand, the others were enthused, but not over the moon at our having discovered a sufficient food supply for our now combined expeditions. They were a tad reluctant to follow us back to the banana patch. Tiffany especially seemed put off by the idea of roaming through the jungle where we had previously seen a giant snake, but I think she was less enthusiastic about staying in the ruins all alone, and so all of us, Tiffany included, headed back to the banana patch with our few scraps of sodden salvaged gear and the remaining camels. When we reached the banana plants again, I was glad that we had brought the camels. The average banana plant, and these were about average, is something like 20 feet in height. I had not thought of it before, but by standing on the hump of my camel and wielding a longish pole, I was able to knock down an entire bunch, over 200 bananas, at one go. Being very hungry, everyone rushed forward and dived in. We made short work of that bunch. Some of us, I will not name names, may have eaten in excess of 20 bananas. This meal of a single fruit, while delicious, was going to have some effects on the morrow that were not at all pleasant.